Right now, we're going to call Ed Carter's Sports Hotline. This is a number we found many, many years ago. And he's got his own homespun hotline based somewhere in southeast Texas. He's always got HSOs on local sporting events, national sporting events. We'll see if this service is still working.
When your sports break for Thursday, the year of our Republican Lord 2010.
Why does he always say that?
I'm Ed Carter. Well, the old Crypt Keeper himself, Jerry Jones, finally got up enough courage to fire Wade Phillips, the man who has tarnished the star of America's greatest team, by going what feels like 1-23 this season, and it ain't even over. Now, I hate that the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man got the axe because he was born in Texas, but the simple fact is, this sorry group of players had quit on the Michelin Man. How do you motivate millionaires when they are more obsessed with hoes and Courvoisier than tackling in the secondary? Now Jerry has handed the reins over to that red-headed stepchild, Garrett Top, who is Princeton-educated and ain't Texas-born. I predict failure.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
Jerry, after making some tough decisions, ought to take some time off right now, maybe go to Vegas and have a pizza. Maybe even take a suggestive picture with a girl young enough to be his great-granddaughter's unborn zygote.
Oh, my gosh.
In Croatian volleyball.
He won't get to it. Watch.
There's no way.
In NASCAR news, old Kyle Busch got NASCAR's goat by giving the double birds on pit road. Now he is being punished. And this gives us a reason for another Ed Carter editorial.
All right.
I don't know why he has to do this within an editorial.
Hey, NASCAR. Shut the hell up. Old Kyle Busch did what every American parent does to their kids every day. The double bird is a time-honored tradition in the land that Jefferson, Washington, and Reagan founded so many years ago. What's next, NASCAR? Are you going to try to take our beer and Confederate flags? Two things that are more American than Washington, D.C. will ever be?
Wow, man.
I think NASCAR needs to not only cut Kyle Busch some slack, they need to give him the Jefferson Davis Medal of Freedom. In 65 and over curling.
No way. No way.
In baseball news. Ranger fans, old Ed's got some news for you, and you can put it in 33-inch headlines. Prepare for Cliff Lee to leave our great state and head up there to the land of liberals and feminazis, New York. Well, I can't say what rhymes with city that I want to say. I got to tell you, if Cliff Lee leaves Arlington, he is dead to me.
Wow.
The only thing in baseball more dead to me, Sparky Anderson.
Oh, my God. What in the world?
Well, I take a shot at Sparky.
With your sports break for Thursday, year of our Lord 2010, I'm Ed Carter.
There it is. The opinions are his own.
Still working.
Do not reflect the thoughts or opinions of Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. And yes, he is still working it out there in East Texas.